T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
644-9850. Do any of your friends owe you money and haven't paid? How much and why? Hi, Kiss 98.5. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Janet.
Anybody owe you money?
Yeah, it ruined our friendship over the debt that he owed. I think it accumulated to $400 over about a year.
Oh, no. And then what was the reason that you didn't get paid back, did he say?
He didn't have it, or, you know, he's waiting for his taxes, mm-hmm. or this and that. There was always a more important, you know, thing going on.
And then it's always a bummer because, like, you see him out Saturday night and they've got bottle service and you don't, and you're like, wait a minute, dude. Like,
Hold up. Yeah, the Facebook and the Instagram. And you're like, well, you have enough money to do that, but you can't afford to give me anything.
Right.
So I appreciate that.
So it cost the friendship, huh?
Oh, yeah, we were friends for about 15 years.
Oh, wow.
And about 3 years ago, that ended pretty much over this debt.
Yeah, and you wonder, you know, how good of a friendship if they're willing to do that to you when you were willing to stretch for them,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate you. Levon.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Do any of your friends owe you money and haven't paid? How much and why, Levon?
They owe me like $50. Oh, boy, Wiley. And I don't know why I haven't paid me back yet.
What was the situation that you loaned the money?
He was in a jam real quick. It was going down. He needed some help.
Mm-hmm.
So I just helped him out. I just hopped in and paid up $50, never paid me back. You know, not answering my calls, not answering my text messages.
Of course
so
not.
Weird.
It's like he ghosted you, huh?
Yeah, man. We've been friends for like maybe 5 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. And so do you ever see him on social media and you're like, wait a minute, you can do this and you can't pay me that?
Yeah, he wound up blocking me.
Oh, that's terrible.
He blocked me off Facebook. You know what I'm saying? He had texted.
Over
he was having
50
a good time.
Bucks?
Yeah, he was having a good time. He was popping bottles. I said, hey, bro, what about me?
Right.
Just, like,
leave me out.
At least invite
you. Know, like, yeah.
One drink at a time, baby.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
no,
a bummer.
Seriously.
Yeah, right? I don't get it. And have you ever borrowed money? Are you good about paying back?
Oh, man, I'm great about paying back. I don't really like to borrow money, but if I do borrow money, I try to get back though.
Do any of your friends owe you money and haven't paid? How much and why?
Oh, yeah. About 3 years ago, a really good friend of mine, she was getting married. And I was in her bridal party, and she found a really nice dress, but she couldn't afford it. And I told her, I said, look, if you really want this dress, I will front you some of the money to help you pay for the dress. And it ended up being like $1,500.
Oh.
And like with everything said and done, because she got the veil and the, you know, the wraps and everything. And, you know, I was like, at the time I had the money and I was like, you know, of course, you know, I love you. You're one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do this for you. But, you know, when everything's said and done, I got to get the money back. She's like, okay, I promise. I promise. I promise. And 3 years later, no.
Three years later, 14 dresses later, no such luck, huh?
Well, what's really sad is that I'm getting married this year, and she's not even in my wedding party. Like, she won't even talk to me because she just doesn't even want to talk about the money that she owes me, and or even trying to pay it back. I was like, just give me $20, like a week or a month or whatever. I don't give a crap. But it wasn't good enough. She just completely cut our friendship off.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I bet if you invited her, she'd have a great dress.
Yeah, right?
Wouldn't it be funny if you called her and was like, hey, listen, there's this wedding dress I really want for my wedding, and I need to borrow some money.
Work.
Yeah, it didn't work?
I did.
Bummer. Just side note, Kathy, do you ever watch Say Yes to the Dress because you're getting married?
Yes, I do. I do it all the time.
Doesn't it make you cry when they say yes?
Yeah, it is really emotional. I actually feel bad for the girls that, like, are looking to their moms for advice and, like, that you know, yes, I agree with you. I want this dress, but instead they're fighting with them. I'm like, oh, I hate you people.
I know, right? Sometimes Sometimes the moms are a pain in the butt. I think they look for that. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. This is Jennifer. Good morning. You're on Kiss 98.5.
Good morning.
All right. So, Jennifer, do any of your friends owe you money and haven't paid?
Oh, I can tell you that a lot of my friends owe me money and haven't paid. Some of them have moved away.
Oh, no.
one of them does still live here. He was down on his luck and needed a car, and I lent him money, and he has yet to pay me back.
Oh, wow. Come on now. Wow.
Hold on. You got borrowed money for a car kind of money lying around?
Yeah, because I'm pretty good at saving my money.
Okay.
My dad taught me well and taught me how to... you know, manage my money well, so I save up my tax. I'm a single mom of a special needs child, so I pretty much need to manage my money good. But
here you are with those things on your plate, and you're lending money to people, and they're not paying you back. I don't understand
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Yeah,
wow.
Either do I.
All right, so there was the car one, but you said you had a bunch of friends. What's another one?
I had a girlfriend that I was best friends with for 20 years who owes me, she lives in Tennessee now, so she owes me about $800 that I'll never see.
Wow, you know what I'm thinking? I could do a service because I have no shame. I feel like I could be like Janet's collection service.
Do this on there and have some fun with
it. Yeah, 100%. Like, you tell me the situation of who lent money to you and what your situation is, and I call them back and just guilt them.
Nobody answers calls anymore.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, well, then I'll just stalk them on social media.
Yeah, that would be more fun.
We'll be like a collection agency for friends.
I feel like I should do that for you. Like, no charge, of course.
Exactly.
Just a big hug. You know, this is how I do it, Jennifer. I do one of those silent videos where I'm holding up cards and I keep flipping through. What was your friend's name that lives in Tennessee?
Jennifer.
It would start with, okay. So Jennifer and Jennifer were friends. Flip to the next card. Jennifer asked Jennifer to borrow money. Flip to the next card. Of course Jennifer lent the money. Flip to the next card. I could just do that and like really make her feel bad.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah. None of this bounty hunter stuff. I'll just like guilt people.
Shame them on social media.
Shame them.
Shame them.
I feel like if you're going to borrow money, you deserve it.
She deserves her $800 back.
She moved to Tennessee and she blocked me and dropped me as a friend, so we don't even talk anymore.
So you got ghosted too. You need to be friends with LaVon. That happened to him also.
Right?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
The other thing about, I'm friends with her uncle.
Oh, no kidding. Well, you just keep dropping hints. I'm so short on money, I wish Jennifer was around. Something
right?
like that, yeah. Have you learned your lesson not to lend money to people, Jennifer?
I have, and I don't borrow money from people.
Yeah. Yep. I always say it, I believe that children have abilities, not disabilities.
Right.
Stay strong, find the good. Glad you called today. Hold on a sec, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.